Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes, and this is the audio diary of my life, although there has been a great big hole in it. I think it's Monday the 30th of March 2026, and it is something like 7:15 in the morning. I have made myself a cup of coffee, and Julia is sleeping upstairs. I'm not going to try and talk too loudly to wake her. We have had quite a busy few weeks, actually, which is why there has been some, quite a long phase where I haven't recorded anything. Just bear with me whilst I have a slurp. Ah, there we go. First coffee of the day, which is nice. I'm trying to reduce the amount of coffees I have, as you probably have heard in the previous ones, and drinking all sorts of different herbal teas and fruit teas and things like that, which is actually very nice. Last week we were away and engaged in a health event. We've done these Barbara O'Neill events before, where I've emceed Master of Ceremonies, and that's exactly what it was another one of those for a full week doing the emceeing. Hello, cat. Let me just deal with this cat for a second. I don't know what you quite want, because you've got food and you've got water. I'm just going to smack my face. Just going to shut this door whilst this door. There we go. I think it's fallen a little bit on the hinges. I've always had trouble with that door. It's my front room door, but it's all right. It does work. Anyway, yes, so we were at this health event, and it was great. This time we had Dr. Brian Ardis as our keynote speaker. Very interesting chap, and I've spoken about him in the past on my show. He's an American doctor. It was great to finally meet him and have a chat with him. He is the guy. I can talk more freely on this than I can on YouTube. He is the chap who advocates nicotine as a cure-all for many things. He wears a nicotine patch. He doesn't smoke, but he doesn't, from having a conversation with him, whilst he's not suggesting that people start smoking necessarily, but if you are a smoker, he encourages the nicotine from that smoking, if you're smoking as pure a tobacco as you can. Now, when I say smoking, of course, pipes and cigars. Excuse me. Pipes and cigars, not commercially made cigarettes. Roll-ups, fine if it's organic, and you can get organic tobacco free from additives. So that's all good. And it was nice to sort of have that reassurance after all this time. Hang on, I'm just going to have another slurp. For the nicotine is an amazing thing that does a lot of stuff. And also the tobacco itself has other bits and bobs in it, which you get a lot of restorative health from. So, you know, you can make yourself a foot bath and it will absorb the nicotine and other goodies. Or even, if you can stomach the taste, a nicotine tea. Tobacco tea. He showed us a medical history book. Yes, that's right. It was called, I'm just remembering now, The History of Medicine or something. It was printed in something like 1830, something like that, or 1810. Anyway, point being is it listed a whole load of illnesses. And as he pointed out, he said, you know, things like, I don't know, whatever it might, headaches and brain fever, all sorts of, you know, influenza, various things. And it would then list those herbs and remedies that would cure it, including nicotine. And nicotine was on so many of these things, including cancers, which would help cancer. And of course, the big one was the spike protein that the vaccine, and many of the vaccines, of course, he went through vaccines and told us how awful they are. Any vaccine is not designed. All vaccines have snake venom in, and he gave us the research and we could see it. Different forms of reptile venom was in vaccines. They call them different names, so you wouldn't know. But he's been researching this for the last sort of 20-odd years, something like that. And, of course, people just are so brainwashed by mainstream media, by the narrative, by government, by doctors. You have to be ill. This is what the pharmaceutical business wants. You have to be ill because then you will make them a lot of money. If you're well, of course, you make them nothing. If you can go and get tinctures, herbs, and make your own medicine, you're not making them any money. The spike protein is designed to continually, from the COVID vaccine, to continually make you ill, because your body is continually producing more and more spike protein, and it's attacking. Another thing that he did in his last presentation was to look at all the research, and you can go and do it yourself, as he so rightly said. He went and looked at the most popular dispensed medicine in doctors, and he deliberately looked at them for the for Britain, for those people in Britain. And I think statins was number one. Millions of bloody statins are being, for, you know, to try and stop heart palpitations and heart attacks and things like that. And he looked at some of the buried research, the papers out there that looked at this medicine that isn't noticed by anybody, but is there, and you can look yourself. And he showed us the papers and the authors of those papers and where to find them. And these papers on all of the most popular prescribed medicines said effectively that, say, for example, the statins one can cause or is likely to cause heart problems. So in other words, you're taking something to reduce the risk of heart attack and heart irregularities with statins, and it says it can and is likely to cause heart irregularities. And this was the case on all of them, that the actual drug is likely or could cause whatever it is you're taking it for. So blood thinners, you know, it can, I can't remember the name of the drug now, but blood thinner can cause the blood to thicken. It's supposed to thin the blood, but it can cause the blood to thicken, or is likely to. And as he said, part of his training was he went to this one particular doctor, and every morning in this training, the doctor would say, or the professor or whoever it was, the teacher at his training would say, drugs don't have side effects. They have effects. These aren't just side effects. These are in there and they have effects. So in other words, I mean, they're deliberate. I can't see any other way of saying it, that if you're on pharmaceuticals, whatever it is you're taking it for, these are deliberate to keep you down, to keep you ill. As he said, I mean, and it was an interesting analogy, of course it's a simple analogy, he said, you know, go back to the Bible, let's say, and God created the earth, he created all the plants, he created all the animals, and he created man, and he said to man, everything you need is here. What he didn't create was pharmaceuticals. In other words, that pharmaceuticals have sought from the herbs and the plants and the animals and the insects certain restorative health properties, and then they have made them into a commercially accepted pill, which may have additional things that you don't know. Fillers of some description, plus whatever dodgy effects that they've decided to put in them. And you don't need them because there are plenty of alternative, well, there are plenty of natural remedies that were there in the first place, because if they weren't there in the first place, the pharmaceuticals would not be able to have extracted what they have extracted. So, I mean, a fascinating talk, absolutely fascinating, and it resonated with me, of course, because it backs up what I thought. And when I was having my extreme muscle problems and said, right, I'm not using any pharmaceuticals, I'm not going to the doctors, and people in their masses messaging me saying, go to the doctor, go and get some proper medicine. This so-called proper medicine is poison, and you're better off looking for natural remedies that enhance the body, not slowly maim the body. So it's fascinating. And of course, there were other speakers and they were saying similar things. And of course, in the old days, we had a lot of the things we needed, like magnesium, like, what's the bloody brown stuff that you, Ingalls, iodine, like iodine, and vitamin C and D and all the vitamin V, all the B vitamins, etc., etc., would have been in our food and would have been readily available. But our food has been so processed, our seeds have been changed and modified, that we don't get it from the food, not from the supermarket food. And we don't necessarily get it all now from even the farm food, because the soils are depleted. And of course, we know we're being poisoned left, right and centre from the skies, whatever they're spraying. We've seen them do it. What's in the water, the fluoride, plus whatever big manufacturers are chucking into the water as a waste product, the EMFs, the 5G, and so on and so forth, and all the chemicals in supermarket foods. And we're just being poisoned, and no wonder we're downbeat. We haven't got a spring in our step. They're blocking the sun, so we barely get any vitamin D. It is a dreadful situation, and as yet, nobody in the vast majority of people do not know, do not even understand, will not listen, will not open their eyes, will not open their minds, and are closed off to it. And it is tragic that the human race is being funneled into oblivion by, well, all of these things. And people like me are laughed at left, right and centre, ridiculed and made to look like we're idiots. And I don't care about that. It's a shame people cannot even just listen and think, is there something to this? Not go on fact-checking websites, but actually think about it. Think, is man-made chemicals a natural thing for a natural body? Or is it something that you should not have, especially these petrochemicals? I don't know. I don't think so. But people won't see it. Anyway, so that's partly one of the things we've been away. We've been up to the land fairly regularly now. It costs a fortune to get there now. The petrol prices and diesel prices are going through the roof. I'm not 100% sure why. I don't listen to the news, and I keep my I don't listen to any of the mainstream media, so I don't really know what's going on. So I have no idea. I've made the decision now not to listen to any of it, not even hints of it. So the one thing about that is I'm not really stressed and not really worried. I mean, okay, I can see the signs that diesel prices are going up, which is annoying, especially as the government is no doubt taking the tax still. But I'm sure there will be clamours from people saying, why are you, why is it going up? when it reaches the £2 a litre mark, I think there will be clamours. And I dare say, as it's going up like this, there must be some scarcity. And again, this is all narrative driven. Whatever the narrative is, it will be a narrative that's made up. And if it's on the mainstream news. And of course, the sad part is that a lot of YouTubers will be, of course, just reiterating the narrative or believing it or believing part of it or moaning about it. And of course, that will just carry on the stress. So this is one reason why I've bowed out of doing the truth stuff to a degree, because A, people really aren't prepared. Again, it's that people's minds are closed. They don't want to know. They get easily distracted with the narrative. And they're listening to the so-called authority figures. And I continually ask, where do they get their authority from? Where? Were they born with a better authority than anyone else? Were they born with the, not a silver spoon, but somehow a lanyard or a title? Were they born with that? And I don't mean a title like Lord of, you know, as in hereditary title. I mean, were they born with, I suppose, an empowerment from God, the universe, the creator, or whatever? Or have they assumed that? Are they psychopaths? Do they just want to control others? Are they telling you that they're in control? Why is any man above another and has any authority on them? And if that's not true, then why do we let them? And if the government are causing chaos and mayhem, then why? Morning, my love.
Good morning.
Then why are we putting up with it? Lovely, Jules. Do you would like me to make you a cuppa?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. You're busy.
I was going to do one after this. I thought you'd better have a sleep. It's 7:15. Or, well, 7:30 now, or something like that.
Fair enough. Well, I'm awake in a moment. I'm going to get a cup of tea.
All right, my darling. So, yeah, so that's that. The other thing is that my internet, I now do this internet by the month, which ran out before we went away. So I knew I was going to be away. So I thought, well, I'm not going to pay for the internet that I don't have, or I'm not going to use. So I didn't do that. So I have got to sort that out today. I've got a few things to sort out today. So the sun is shining, but we're not actually going to the land because we've got to catch up with some other bits and pieces. When we came back from our trip in Cheshire, we popped round the land and, oh my goodness, things are growing nicely, and despite the lack of sunshine and everything else. But there's lots of things. There's lots of things to do. We had the tractor out, which was grand, made sure it was still started and was working, which is all good fun, and shifted a few things. And just, you know, sometimes you've got to play with the toys, haven't you, in a way. And what else? Things are growing. We've got to get on with our big polytunnel. Big to us, not massive to anybody else. And so many other bits. We've got our potatoes in, which was important. So they're in now, our first earlies. And then we've got to prepare for the main crop, because they've got to go in fairly soon as well now. So it's all go. It's all go on the land, as you can imagine. So there's lots to do. And but today, we've taken a day to catch up, really, at home. Because on the way back, yeah, we went in and we thought, right, we'll go in on Sunday and quickly do a few things that were necessary. Apparently there was some wind and some rain while we were away. A few things had blown over, but not the polytunnel. some bits of wood had fallen down where they were leaning and that sort of thing. So, but our polytunnel, which everybody said, oh, that'll blow down, that won't stand, it's still here after 7 months. So we're very thrilled. So anyway, I'll sort out the internet today. I've got a few things to do. So thank you for listening. Not sure how long I've done, but this is just a quick roundup, really. And if it's intermittent, I apologise. Just bear with me. Okie doke. Until next time, bye for now.